This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, Executive Director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
You know, for years, our primary mission in both counties has been domestic violence, but we also have a number of other programs that we help individuals. And one of those is a sexual assault program for victims of sexual assault. And both of our agencies serve women in this area who have been victims of that.
We do. And sexual assault can be many things. It can be people who have been sexually assaulted as a child, molested, and they grow up and they remember that, or they're having issues and they suddenly realize, oh my gosh, I remember that. We work with children who come in with their mothers and they've been sexually assaulted. Maybe it's a DSS case. And also we work with folks who have been raped recently and they need a safe place to be, or they need somebody to talk to. So we are rape crisis for our agencies are rape crisis for our counties.
And all of the people who would normally come in contact with such individuals, like the hospital, doctors, law enforcement, those kinds of people, are all aware of what we offer, and so they will obviously ask if it's permissible to bring somebody from one of our agencies to the situation and see if they can help. And if so, you know, we're more than happy to help people. We know that there's a problem in this area, don't we? Because there's very few statistics get reported officially. In other words, people very rarely make a complaint to the law enforcement officials or to the prosecutors and that sort of thing. But we both know that almost every woman who comes into our shelter will, after she's been there for a while, will disclose that at some point in her past she's been sexually abused.
Exactly. So we know that there are more date rapes and rapes in our community. They're just not being reported. Having worked DSS Child Protective Services, I definitely know that children are being molested in both counties. The rate is very high. So we know that that doesn't stop. You know, that once you become 18, that people are still getting sexually assaulted. We just are not getting the reports. And it's a cultural situation here. I think it's a small community. You know, both of our counties are small. And people are embarrassed to report. And also, it might just be a definition of they don't realize they've been sexually assaulted.
That's right. If they know the person who made the assault, or if it's a date, that sort of thing, then they don't consider it a sexual assault, apparently. But anyway, we've got a two-pronged approach, and one of which is to help women after the fact. But also, I think I mentioned last week that we have a new grant that's starting up in this area that is an educational program to try to educate people in our community, particularly the young people, about what is sexual assault, what you can do about it, and how to basically prevent it. And so we're going to be talking more about that during the coming years. We get that program off the ground. But
right, and we can go out into the schools and the community and talk about preventing sexual assault, preventing domestic violence. So, you know, any time you have a question or you want one of us to come out and talk to your group or just drop by the office and, you know, preferably make an appointment, but come by and talk with us. We'll be glad to talk with you about how to prevent a sexual assault from occurring.
Being quiet about it can be very detrimental, because you need, if you've experienced something like this, you really need to get help immediately.
You need medical care.
For a number of reasons.
Yeah, I did not realize this until a couple of years ago, but we now have the capability of preventing someone from becoming HIV positive. That is the virus that causes AIDS, which is deadly. But if caught in time, if you get to a healthcare provider within 48, I think it might even be 72 hours that they realize now, if we can get you to the emergency room, they can start you on different medications that will keep you from becoming HIV positive. Even if your assailant was HIV positive, then we could prevent you from becoming that way. And that's critical. Also, there are other sexually transmitted diseases that can cause you a lot of problems throughout your life if left untreated, and not to mention an unwanted pregnancy.
Right. So it's very important that you get help, even if you decide not to prosecute. Let's give them some phone numbers. In Mitchell County, you can call our hotline 24 hours, 765-4044.
And our crisis line is 682-0056 in Yancey County.
And we welcome anybody who wants to call, and want to thank everybody for listening. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who?
It begins with me and you.